Welcome back to our coverage here on the third and final day. Callum Devine and Noel Sullivan leading by 4.7 seconds. Going into today's opening stage, stage 15, the High Glen stage. Well, Devine has laid down a marker. He has taken a further 7 seconds out of the chasing pack with the fastest time over High Glen in dry conditions in front of the huge crowds which have turned out, particularly in the village and at the top of the mountain as well. But the question was, can Callum Devine lay down a marker in this opening stage of the rally? And that is exactly what the young Derryman did. We go back 12 months, of course. He was leading going into the opening stage of the final day, but had a bail in Gartner, and that was the end of his event. Not the case today. He now leads unofficially by 12 seconds from Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. His time in High Glen, a blistering 5 minutes, 33.2 seconds for Devine in that polo. The second fastest time and the only other man in the 30s was Matt Edwards and David Moynihan, in the polo R5. 5 minutes, 38.6 seconds for the three-time British champion who is sitting in fourth position overall. And he's closed the gap now to Sam Moffat to just 2.8 seconds in the overall standings. There was a number of men were 5 minutes and 40.9. Josh Moffat was one. Sam Moffat with an equal time. And Marian Evans had the third fastest time, 5 minutes 40 dead in that polo R5. So two of the Melvin Evans Motorsport polos in the top three times, the top three quickest times over over High Glen. So then, how does that leave things at the moment? Callum Devine is now leading by 12.4 seconds from Josh Moffat, the defending champion. It's the polo ahead of the Hyundai i20. Josh saying as he came back off the stage that he put everything in it and he left everything on that stage but just could not keep with the pace of Callum Devine. Sam, who done a similar time, was saying that the handling of the car just wasn't 100%. He remains 38 adrift of his younger brother, Josh. Matt Edwards, who was very happy with his performance, now just 2.8 adrift of Sam in a fourth position. He'll be looking to claw that back down Atlantic Drive, a stage which Edwards knows very well. Of course, he was leading the rally and he crashed out this time 12 months ago on the drive. Marian Evans is off to a happier start as well on the day. He is now up to fifth position overall, himself and Jonathan Jackson in the polo. And they sit 31 down in Matt Edwards, and they've now moved 6.6 seconds ahead of Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, who slipped at the sixth. Gary complaining that there was a problem with the actual gear shift in the car. And if we look at Marian Evans' time compared to that of Jennings, 10 seconds was the difference. Gary, 10 seconds slower, and he was the guts of 17 seconds slower on the stage from the fastest time set by Callum Devine. Now, Robert Barabel and Gordon Noble, 5:54.7. They remain seventh overall, 12 now behind Jennings. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, a steady 47.4 on the Glen to remain eighth. Johnny Greer and Niall Burns, they done 5:49.1. And Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson, who are 10th position. A good time here by the Derryman Henry, 5:54.6. And Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, the defending champions of the two-wheel drive category in their Darien T90 GTR. They continue to lead class 14, and they've taken another... If I look at the times of Kevin Eaves further on down, Eaves done a 6.072 with Gallagher doing a 5.51.5. So that means the advantage now has been increased even more by Kevin Gallagher over Eaves in the battle of the two-wheel drive categories. It was a 1:25 going into this morning, and you can add another 16 seconds on to that. So it's out now to 1:40 of the advantage for Kevin Gallagher over the chasing pack and his Darien. And he is just totally dominant in the two-wheel drive category with 5 stages to go. And outside of that, Gareth McKeel and Brian Murphy have come through Glen. They stay 11th. Aidan Ray and Martin Brady are 13th. Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden are 14th. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly wrap up the top 10 and 15th. And Damien Tourish, he had a time in there, 5:59.8. Donal McElhinney on board with Tourish. Eaves some 8 seconds slower than Tourish as well. So that means the gap between 15th and 16th between Eaves and Tourish is now down to 20 seconds with 5 stages to go. By the way, if you're tuned in and you would like to help out with the event today, marshals are needed on the third stage this afternoon, which is Fan at Head. So if you're listening in and you want to help out the Motor Club and you want to help this rally as well, which has been a fascinating race and you want to be part of it, marshals are needed on the Fan at Head stage. So if you want to make your way to the start of the Fan at Head stage or indeed to the end and talk to a number of the officials and marshals, as much help as needed to run that stage in its entirety. And if you want to do that now, make your way to Fan at Head to help out. As for the drivers, they're going to the Atlantic Drive. So they are, another of the big classics. And at the head of the field, going to stage number 16, it's Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who have the lead over Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. They've increased it with a big chunk, taking 7 seconds out of the chasing pack, an advantage of 12.4 as they go to the drive. There for Highland Radio Sport is Chris Ashmore, and we'll have an update from that one shortly for you. Myself and Seamus, we're hitting the road. We're going to cross the bridge and head to the end of Fannin.